U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a revised executive order concerning immigration to the United States. It makes some changes to his previous order, which was issued in late January and afterward put on hold by U.S. courts. Here's what's different this time around. The original order temporarily banned people from 7 countries from entering the U.S. 6 of these countries are still on the list. People from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen are suspended from entering America for 90 days. But Iraq is no longer listed. Its government lobbied hard to be removed from the list, and it'll work more closely with the U.S. on how it vets, how it investigates people emigrating from Iraq. In the new order, people who hold current visas, permission to travel to the U.S., are allowed in. And refugees from Syria, who were banned indefinitely under the previous order, are now temporarily suspended for 120 days. In fact, the U.S. refugee program itself will be suspended for 120 days. The Trump administration says this is all about national security, and that about 300 people who've entered the U.S. as refugees are now the subjects of FBI counterterrorism investigations.
We cannot compromise our nation's security by allowing visitors entry when their own governments are unable or unwilling to provide the information we need to vet them responsibly, or when those governments actively support terrorism. This executive order responsibly provides a needed pause. We can carefully review how we scrutinize people coming here from these countries of concern.
But critics like the International Rescue Committee say the new order won't make America safer, but that it'll only harm refugees. The American Civil Liberties Union says the new order has the same flaws as the last one and calls it a ban on Muslims. That's something the White House denies, saying hundreds of millions of Muslims are not subject to the order. The Trump administration says the new rules will be phased in after 10 days.